When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Turner Sparks just got married and has moved home to America after 12 years living in China. Sir Michael Ira Kaplan has two kids, a wife, a job, and has spent his entire life in the USA. Neither one can figure their country out. This is Lost in America.
Welcome to Lost in America, episode 112. My name is Turner Sparks.
I am Mordechai Kaplinski, in honor of Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
You can find me at Turner B. Sparks on Twitter. You can find Mordechai Kaplinski at KAP Captain America on Twitter. Also, we're on Instagram. Where do you find us?
Captain America on Instagram. We're Lost in America on Instagram. We're Lost in America on Twitter. And you've really, 112 episodes in, you're a friar now. Say the ha! Get the huh.
You always forget me. I am Turner Sparks.
Oh,
on
yes.
Instagram.
You gotta sell yourself.
Oh, my God. So, the huh.
Come on, work on it.
Mordechai Kaplinski.
Get the spit out there. Huh.
Peplowski.
Kaplinski.
Kaplinski.
That's the name in the old country, apparently. When we came over to Ellis Island, they got lazy. They just knocked the SKY off.
Oh.
So there we are. We're Kaplan.
There you go. On the podcast today, we have you and me and nobody else.
That's very disappointing. I'm leaving.
No, we don't need anyone. Fine, you can leave. Just me.
All right.
No, we don't want anyone else, Cap. We've had too many guests recently. Everyone's been telling me on the streets. They're stopping me. They go, hey, you got to stop having guests.
Really?
It's better when it's just you
they
two.
Like us? They really like us?
They like us better.
Wow. Look at that. Thank you, people.
No offense
street.
To all of our guests.
Yeah, I like our guests.
But
personally.
You're all equally bad. Yeah. So it's just us two. Because I've been all over. I was in all over
America.
Pennsylvania. I was all over New Jersey.
All
over New York City.
All over.
And you.
I was in Florida.
You were in South Florida.
Right, which is, that's traveling far for me. So.
AKA New Jersey South.
Yeah, New Jersey South.
And we got to find out what's going on. But before we get to you and me, let's get to you. You have something to complain about. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a little bone to pick. But the irony is I'm going to pick a bone with people who I don't think are going to know that I'm picking a bone with them. Because let me explain. I'd say about a month ago or so, we had a podcast where I mentioned that Ruby, my daughter, dropped a giant bottle of vodka on her head.
Yes.
Hit her in the head. She calls it a bottle of laca.
Yes.
Hit her, and she says the kids call her crackhead Ruby because she had a crack in her head.
Oh, my God.
She's being bullied. In the same episode, I mentioned that I dropped a weight on my dick.
Yes.
And I was at a very scary situation, never having any more kids. The whole thing was, I thought, worthy of, oh, my God, did both those things really happen?
Yeah.
You know how many of my supposed friends have mentioned this to me? Because I didn't tell either of those stories to anybody other than on the podcast.
Let me guess. 100.
You got the zeros right. You're missing the one. Nick's the one. Nobody.
Zero?
Not one. Not even the ombudsman of the pod, Weber, has mentioned it.
Oh, he doesn't listen to this podcast.
So, I mean, my mom's listener, shout out Jan Kaplan, she mentioned she was like so mortified that Ruby, a bottle of vodka. I'm like,
she was mortified?
But, you know, none of my friends listen. So, you know what? I'm free to just let it rip now. I'm going to tell all their dirty laundry. I'm hanging out to dry.
Let's start. Blue Shirt, Weber.
Yeah, where's Blue Shirt? He's our lawyer. He should be listening.
They're all schmucks.
Yeah.
So, great, Cap. All right.
That's it. I'm free.
It's a new Kaplan.
Let's go. New Kaplan.
For 2019.
For 2019, yes.
Cap, I want to say, I got a few things to promote. First of all, fun time in all those places I was just touring, Atlantic City, Philadelphia, Allentown, PA. We'll get to all that. But coming up, tomorrow night, this Thursday night and Friday night, that is December 6th and 7th, I will be in Farmington Hills, Michigan, a.k.a. Detroit, Michigan.
A.k.a.
With, it's outside.
A.k.a. the white part of Detroit? Like, what does that mean?
I believe so. It's 9 Mile, or 8 Mile.
8 Mile?
Or no, 8 Mile. No, 9 Mile.
Oh, okay.
It's a mile
away. M&M, and then you move another mile.
You go a mile up.
All right.
Yeah, and that's where I'll be.
You're not in a rap battle.
I don't think so, but anything can break out. Mm. You never know. Rap battles break out on the street.
Yes.
In Detroit, Michigan. So I'll be there doing stand-up comedy with Drew Fralick, who's an old friend of mine.
And a comic and a rapper.
And a comedian and a rapper. So get tickets to that. I think it's Thursday night might already be sold out. Friday night there might still be a couple tickets left.
Go on Twitter, right?
Go on Twitter and find him at Drew Fralick or something like that. Or just find me. Go to my website. It's all the information there. TurnerSparks.com. Also, coming up soon, January 19th, I will be in Boston, Massachusetts for the first time.
First time since my wedding?
First time since your wedding.
You didn't play it. You didn't stand up at my wedding, right?
I did not do stand-up comedy at your wedding. I don't think I was a stand-up comedian. And so that's my first time doing stand-up comedy there. And then January 31st, I will be in Grand Prairie, Texas, a.k.a. Dallas, right outside of Dallas, Texas.
Boston to Dallas.
At the Uptown Theater, doing comedy there. And then I got a bunch more. Go to turnersparks.com to find out all about that. Kaplan, Amazon.
Yeah.
It is the holiday season. It is Kwanzaa. It is
Hanukkah.
Right now.
Last second Hanukkah shopping.
It is Christmas coming up. It is New Year's after that. It is Martin Luther King Day after that. It's Valentine's Day after that.
President's Day, let's not forget.
President's
Day. In honor of George Bush, you got to buy gifts for presidents this year.
Exactly. Buy a gift for all your presidents.
So, yeah, they're going to be gone soon. If you ever want to get Jimmy Carter that special gift on Amazon,
yes,
now's the time.
By the way, who do you think is our next president to go? I have a controversial answer.
Well, I mean, if you did a death poll, obviously Jimmy Carter's like 94, so he's the odds-on favorite.
I was going to go with Trump of a heart attack.
Trump?
He's in very bad shape.
I think, though, he's like one of those people who's like, there's certain fat guys who could do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he would have a heart attack.
Like that grandpa we all had that smoked 10 packs a day and lived till he was 120?
Yeah, neither of my grandfathers ever ate a vegetable, but they lived for a long time.
They were
in better shape than Trump, though. So Trump...
ate a vegetable?
I mean, Obama's going to live a long time. He's youngest.
Sure.
I think W's in pretty good shape. Good runner.
I think
Trump is going to go after Carter. It's Carter than Trump, I think. That's the order.
I think Beto's going to live the longest.
What are we going to do? Not to flash forward here, but like, what are we going to do when Trump dies? Like, is there going to be a national day of mourning? It's going to be so awkward.
Yeah, there has to be.
I mean, I guess.
Right?
Unless he's in
jail. You can't not have a national
What if he dies from jail?
He dies in prison.
Half flat. Yeah, I don't know.
What's his last meal? McDonald's.
It's burger and fries.
In prison.
Definitely. Yeah. Taco Bowl?
Taco Bowl? From the Trump ballot.
What if he goes to prison and joins like the Nation of Islam and gets really one of those things?
Starts working out?
Starts working out, becomes a Muslim, just changes everything.
That'd be amazing.
Anyway.
Sorry. So, off track.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Amazon.
Amazon.
Go to Amazon.
All these holidays are coming up, so this is the time. We got to cash in. Ching, ching.
Yeah.
You go to lostinamericapod.com, click on the upper right-hand corner of the Audrey Murray book with an Amazon link. That'll take you back to Amazon. Then buy whatever you want. Buy that book, too. But buy whatever else you want, and then a portion of that comes to us. A lot of people have been doing it recently. Thanks to everybody. And if you control your company's purchasing account, buy all of it through us. We have a few people. My wife does that now. Does your wife? She did for a long time.
Yeah, she's going to start. I'm going to go have a talk with her.
And it's a great way. It's a great way to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. And, you know, we need to make more money because Ikram, you know, he wants to take out Bezos. He wants to know what Bezos is paying us. So he's going to pay us our Inst dollars based on what we make in Amazon.
Yes.
So I have you know. So get us more money, people.
All right. Should we get to Lost in America?
Play the music.
Play the music. All right, we're back, Kaplan. One thing last on the Amazon to mention is that if you click that link, a lot of people say they click that link and then they somehow get kicked off or they have to go do something else and then they don't know how to find the link again. If you click that Amazon link one time, it logs it, as far as I know, for the next 24 hours. So then just do your regular 24 shopping.
24-hour shopping spree.
Exactly. So figure it out. Kaplan, We're both lost in America. I think it's mostly me.
Yeah, we were pretty lost over the weekend.
We went out to Staten Island with Yaya and with Randy, the whole pod family. All four of us went out
big pod
to
outing.
See Jimmy Schubert.
Legendary podcast,
Ranch of the Year winner last year, 2017.
Those awards are coming up soon, by the way.
Yeah, they are. And a fantastic stand-up comedian. So he was playing out in Staten Island. So we went out there to go. And before we went to the show, we decided to go get Chinese food at the Jade Palace?
Jade Island. Which is a little backstory. It's a Chinese place. Randy has been like wanting to go to forever because she says it reminds her of it looks like an 80s style Chinese place in America.
Yes.
So none of these like people were giving us lists of like trendy restaurants. We have trendy restaurants in Manhattan and Brooklyn and Queens, right?
Here's the thing is that my pretty much hates all styles of American Chinese food. But if you can go so overboard that it's almost a joke that the place exists,
yes,
that's the only way to get her to try it
out. That's what I promised her.
It either has to be like authentic Chinese or so stupidly over the top that like, sure, this sounds funny. Almost like it's a completely different form of style of food. It's not even the same. And I will say when we got there, I don't want to jump ahead, but completely different from anything I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Anywhere. But let's start with first, we got there 30 minutes late.
We got there late. A lot of traffic. Staten Island's far away.
There was no traffic.
Well, there's traffic from me getting to you, but you didn't realize how far Staten Island was. You thought we'd just hop on over. You didn't realize how big it was. Right?
You're right.
That was your thing. You were like, why do we keep driving? Where are you going?
Well, also, we overshot the loony bin by about 15 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so we get out there, and we're running a little late, and we're running late on a reservation. You had made a 7:30 reservation. We get there at like 7:55.
Well, we were very cocky, where we're like, I didn't think it mattered. Like, you normally call ahead, tell a restaurant, oh, we're running late.
Yeah.
It seemed like it's a Chinese restaurant in Staten Island.
In a strip mall in Staten Island. So we get there, we go in. Slam
packed. It was packed. There's a waiting area. You couldn't sit in the waiting area. There's so many people in there.
There's nowhere. It was like that scene in Seinfeld where there's a million people trying to get into the restaurant. Every seat's completely full. The waiting area is full. So I think Randy goes over and checks, and she's like,
she's like, it'll be a minute. And then the guy, if you remember, he comes over with these menus, and he says, Kevin. And he walks.
Yeah, because in our mind, we're late. So the show starts in an hour, and we're 20 minutes away from where the show is. And so we got to eat in like 40 minutes.
Right. So I thought they were accommodating us. So I see this guy say Kevin, and he starts walking. And I'm thinking it's like that Seinfeld where they say Cartwright. Like, I'm thinking that's how they're saying Kaplan. I just went off with this guy. He's saying Kevin.
He goes, Kevin, table for Kevin. Kaplan leaves.
I just left.
And walks off with him.
And then
because I'm like, we're not Kevin. You take like five steps. He realizes we're not Kevin. The jig's up.
Yeah.
And then
there was an actual Kevin.
Yeah, there was. And then there's some like bar and restaurant across the street. So it's 8 o'clock. Show starts at 9. We're 20 minutes away. I'm like, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to go. It's going to take 30 minutes.
Because they told
us
to be like 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, there's no way. So let's go to the bar or restaurant across the parking lot.
Yeah.
So we go outside. We start walking across the parking lot. Mr. Kevin, dude, the Chinese, old Chinese guy, runs outside. He was like, you guys need seat. Yeah. We're like, yeah, we need a table. He's like, okay, come now. And then he just cuts us in front of everyone.
Yeah, and there was a big Staten Island dude.
A big to-do.
A big old Staten Island man. He looked like he's either a fireman or a plumber or a cop. He's one of those three, right?
He might be a fireman and a cop. I think he does double duty.
I think everyone in Staten Island is. And he jumped up and he's like, "What? They don't have a reservation." He's like, what are they doing? And the guy's like, they have a reservation.
He goes,
and he's like, they don't have a reservation. They were outside.
Yeah, Staten Island guy goes, I've been waiting here for 45 minutes. These people waltz in. And you seat them immediately. And by the way, I'm on his side.
Yeah, we're fancy New Yorkers.
We had no business getting in. He cut us in front of everyone. We cool guyed him, you said.
Yeah, we basically cool guyed them. We left the place. We said we don't need to eat here. They had the table free, and they elected, instead of giving it to one of the people waiting, they elected to run us down.
Yeah, they had an open table.
And then imagine the guy said we have a reservation, and I respect, because a lot of these trendy places, you have a reservation 10 minutes late. I've lost tables over that. So,
but
like,
that's, I'm on
I
there,
respect
of course.
That this guy, this restaurateur, values the reservation so much. Now, imagine if he would have said what time a reservation was, because we were like 25, 30 minutes late at this point of the reservation. It would have been a riot. We would not have made it out there alive.
Yes. He just said, do you have a reservation? We said yes.
Because the two of us together equaled the weight of that guy, and that guy would have killed us.
Speaking of weight, good segue. So then we go inside, and we're ordering as we're standing, walking in, because we're like, we got to order now.
Yeah, we're like,
we look at the menu, and we basically, Ye and I, one of those rare instances where you go, this is how you know it's not a Chinese restaurant. Ye and I didn't recognize anything on the menu.
Right.
So we left it to you guys to order.
Sort of, yes.
And you guys were like, poo-poo platter.
Well, Randy really wanted a poo-poo platter, which you were like both, what is that?
We've never heard of a poo-poo platter.
I mean, our listeners have heard of a poo-poo platter. I'm convinced of that.
Okay, and then we go in, and as we're walking in, we see these two, speaking of weight, couple.
An offensive line couple.
Yeah.
They could protect the any quarterback's blind side nicely.
They looked like they could sink Staten Island by standing up.
Yeah, and I can't imagine the bed when they're...
Oh, my God. They're about 500 pounds each. And they, you look down, you go, oh, that's a poo-poo platter. They have a poo-poo platter. Poo-poo platter, if you don't know, I thought it was like... I didn't know what it was, but it's this circular kind of almost like a volcano.
Yeah.
That's lit on fire.
For no reason.
For no reason. It's
not cooking the food.
Nothing's cooking. It's just the top of the volcano is lit on fire, but then all the food's at the bottom of the volcano.
Yeah.
And
I want to confess something. I've never had one before either because there's a lot of pork on it. But I was like, you guys will handle the pork side.
Yes.
I was excited.
And these people get it. So it looks like they have a poo-poo platter. So we're like, we'll get one of those. That's a poo-poo platter for two. And then we order it. It comes. We realize that we have a small one.
They order the one for four. And you were like, had you heard? You knew what the term poo-poo platter was. And people say that all the time. It's like a saying.
I had heard it as like.
It's like a little bit of everything.
Like a joke. Like a punchline.
Right.
But I knew it had something to do with American style Chinese food, but I didn't know what it was. I wouldn't have known what it
was. But like your wife did like I was like, what is this mysterious thing? And it's as American as a Chinese food. She was like, oh, that's a fish cake. Like that was like I would have had no idea what that fried thing
fish
was.
Fish cakes
so,
they have in China.
So that was a little bit of authentic touch.
Yeah. Oh, and all the guys are wearing Hawaiian shirts who work there.
Well, they had crazy drinks. That was the other thing Randy was really excited about was these like cocktails were like I had a coconut kiss.
Yes.
Everything was a weird Hawaiian.
Oh, Mai Tais.
Tiki torches everywhere.
It was not Chinese.
They didn't get the memo that tiki torches are equal white supremacism.
Yeah. Also, tiki torches aren't Chinese. Also, they had palm trees everywhere. There's no palm trees in China.
It was like kawaii meat in China. So the one thing I was going to say about the ordering, since you mentioned how we did the ordering, is that I've never had this experience in a restaurant before, especially a place I wanted to eat at.
Yes.
Where like I put so little thought. It was like we had to do it so fast. I was like... You were like Kung Pao something. Because I said something spicy, and your wife said Kung Pao. And I forgot. Randy doesn't even like peanuts. I was like, oh, that sounds great. It's got beef, chicken, shrimp, done.
Yeah. Then, we just had to order quick.
And then
quick.
The rice came, and your wife was like saying it was good, and I went to try it. And I was like, and my first instinct was like, eh. But then like it over, because she's Chinese, I was like, it's good. I like decided. Like she like won me over with like her really liking it. So I was like, this is great.
Oh, the fried rice.
The fried rice.
Yeah.
So.
So then, we ended up getting, we got the poo-poo platter, we got fried rice, we got fried shrimp, I think, shrimp fried rice, and then we got some mixture of like
Kung Pao,
a bunch of meats.
Something I never would order.
And then we got eggplant.
But it was pretty good. Eggplant I would have liked. Yeah,
and that was good.
That was a good order by you.
So then I went home and I looked it up, and the mystery solved on all this why we didn't recognize anything. Poo-poo platter is Hawaiian food.
Oh.
And that restaurant was a Hawaiian restaurant.
But it was Chinese food.
Barely. And that's why they're all wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Right.
And why they had palm trees and why they had tiki torches and why they had the whole... It was either Charlottesville or it was
Did
Hawaiian.
They tell you on the thing, though, if they're going to be open for Christmas? Are they Chinese or...
They must. It seemed way more Jewish than
I already
planned...
I promised the kids that we're going to Staten Island because we drove by there the next day going to New Jersey to see Uncle Jeff. And I said, we're going to the Chinese place on the way here on Christmas
Day. To me, it seems perfect for Christmas.
Yeah. It's got all the camp you want.
Yeah, and also there was not a single. Ye was the only Chinese person in the whole place, besides people who worked there.
Yes,
I don't know if they were Chinese either.
Maybe that's why you think that's why we got the table. I think they were so excited they had a Chinese person.
Yeah, they wanted a little authenticity.
Yeah,
they
were sick of pictures.
500-pound white people. we were surrounded by 500-pound white people.
It was not to jump ahead to Disney World, but it's great for your confidence when you're surrounded by 500-pound white people.
Great for confidence. That's it, Cap. I got news.
Yeah,
I got new headshots.
You did. I saw them on Facebook.
Yes, new headshots. Those will be online if you want to check them out. I got reviews for the headshots. You mind if I read some of these reviews?
Are they hate mail worthy or these are positive?
These are hate mail worthy. Should we play the hate mail music?
Hate mail music.
Play the music.
Play the hate review music.
Don't hate. You see me in my bed.
Love the hate mail music. Shout out to Nerf Herder for that music. I don't know if they know we take their music yet.
Let's not tell them.
They're not going to complain. What are they doing? All right. So Steve Freeman, my good buddy Steve Freeman, go to stevefreemanphotography.com to if you want to get pictures by him. He's great. He's based out of Atlantic City, but he comes up to New York City all the time. He travels down to Miami a lot. He's all over the place. Steve Freeman took these. So here's the reviews. Reviews are in. First review, Andrea Jones Roy.
All right.
Good friend of ours. She says, this is an A++++.
Wow.
Three pluses on the pictures. So to describe these real quick, most of the ones I took, I'm wearing a blue jacket, a white dress shirt, a blue tie, and then dark jeans and dress shoes.
Jumping towards the camera.
And I'm jumping around.
You're just happy to be there.
Happy frolicking. To be alive. Next review is from Augustine Potter in Sacramento, California. Augustine says, dreamy AF.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what AF stands for? We can't say it.
I don't know.
We have sensors. We're a clean program.
Yes. Would you use your imagination, yeah. Folks? Look it up. All right. Next review comes from Kara Sergio in Bay Ridge.
Oh, boy.
New Bay York. Ridge. She says, look at you in your fancy ass grown up clothes. Shout out to Kara in Bay Ridge.
All right. Okay, fancy. You're always wearing grown up clothes.
Next review comes from Steve Mnuchin in Nashville.
Steve Mnuchin?
Yes.
You know who that is?
No.
He's the Treasury Secretary. So.
He's the Treasury Secretary?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a big, I guess he's a big listener to the pod.
Yeah.
Might be a different Steve Mnuchin. Maybe it's the same one. He says, jeans and a sport coat? Question mark. Hillbilly formal. That's what he says.
Yeah, Steve Mnuchin is really, Trump's rubbed off on him, I think.
I guess so. And the last review comes from Samita in India. He says, grow up, you dick.
Grow up, you dick.
Yeah.
Do you reply to that?
No, I don't. Maybe it's because I don't know, because I look young and I'm wearing a suit. I'm not exactly sure why. But that's, I think it's the same guy. Remember when we said it's football, not soccer, you dicks?
Yeah. That was the same guy?
I think it's the same guy from India.
This guy really needs to work on his material because he's the same, like, you dick is his go-to line.
That's his get her done.
Get her done?
It's you dick.
All right.
So that's
dick.
All. Cap, should we get to us?
I mean, I guess. Let's play the music for
oh,
us.
Oh, wait.
Do we have music?
Ints is an app.
Ints is an app. And with this episode, we're going to have a little Ints overtime. After we record this, we're going to record something just for Ints. You got to get on it.
Yeah, we're going to do our regular news stories at the end of this episode. And then for one extra bonus news story, we're doing only on Ints, as we're going to start doing every week. We've done a number of those, though. You have to download Ints if you want to hear it. You get it in the App Store. You get it. It's also in the Android. It's up to 5-minute audio recordings. We record these Ints. We record these overtime episodes. But people record all sorts of stuff. Also, you can just talk to your friends on it. You can go back and forth. You can do pretty soon. You're going to be able to do a private group chat Ints.
You can. There's emojis now.
Emojis.
If you want to like things, which is very important. So we're Lost in America. That's one. And you're Turner Sparks.
Yes.
On Ints, follow us.
And that's it.
And start Intsing us. We will reply.
ENSE.NYC Cap, let's get to us.
Bring us on. Get in here, guys. Come on.
Get in here. All right, Kaplan, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is a great studio you have here.
What's that? Oh,
great
thank
studio,
you. Yeah, we got it from Ints. It's this guy, Venmo, blah, blah, blah.
All right, I got to listen to the pod.
Thanksgiving. This is our first time recording since post-Thanksgiving,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
And you went to South Florida.
I go to South Florida every year. Boca.
Boca Raton.
To the retirement community, yeah. I mean, you were asking about that. I was just trying to explain to you there's all these different communities. They're like rival high schools almost. They talk about.
Again, like Seinfeld.
They're talking about, Broken Sound. They have a terrible breakfast. You don't want to live there. They have all these
Broken Sound is the name of one?
That's a rival, yeah. They don't live
there. Is that the one where Jared Freed's parents are?
He's in Boca West. I think I saw that on Facebook.
Ooh, and where are your parents? Boca East?
My in-laws are in the Polo Club.
Ooh, that sounds better.
Yeah, it's better. If anyone wants to buy it,
that sounds very Gentile, though.
It is, except, my father-in-law told me it's about 90% Jewish, and yet there was Christmas stuff everywhere. Like, Teddy kept saying, where's the menorah? There was, like, they had Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah, Teddy hates Christmas, right?
Teddy hates Christmas, yes. That is...
Yeah. That's a new development.
You've
radicalized him.
Well, what happens, I like to say, is, like, there's, like, the... we talk about with the economy when you, like... Interest rates are low and you get inflation.
Yes.
And then you have to, like, the Fed steps in and they're like, it's getting too hot, the economy, you got to cool it off.
Sure.
That's Teddy with Judaism.
What it?
Like he's, I got him to like be into being Jewish. It's worked.
Yeah.
I've gone a little too far. The other day, the other day he said, I hate Christians.
Oh, no.
I want to move to Israel so there's no Christians.
Oh, man.
And I said, no, we don't hate Christians.
There's Christians.
He's
in
like, but Hanukkah's better than Christmas. I'm like, well, that doesn't mean, that's why they have to be jealous of us, but we don't hate anybody. We don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's so anyway, yeah. Teddy kept asking. He's scared of Christmas trees. Where is it? So anyway, that's the whole
Wait,
thing.
Wait, Kaplan, our holiday party on December 16th, you guys are coming. We have a Christmas tree right in the middle.
Could be a problem.
Is he going to take it down?
Well, he touched my brother has a Christmas tree. And touched his Christmas tree. Like I gave him a big talk before we walked in there. I'm like, it's going to be a Christmas tree. Can't say anything. Cause they're like, he's scared of Christmas tree. So he actually didn't.
He's scared of him?
That's what he says. But he didn't say anything. He started touching it, though.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it feels okay.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, now is he going to turn the other way? Is he going to like
what did he think it was going to be?
He's like, I don't know. He thought it was going to like zap him or something. So, and just last thing on like on dialing it up too much.
Yeah.
When we were ordering, a pizza, Randy wanted a salad. She's like, I'll have the Greek salad. And he's like, you can't get a Greek salad. We hate the Greeks.
Oh, my God.
Because
gosh.
The Hanukkah story is all about the Jews, the Maccabees, and the Greeks.
Oh, my Lord.
And he's like, we hate the Greeks, and our army beat them. really see how propaganda can work really well. And kids, he's very impressional. He's like a sponge.
That's why it's safe to, like, the safest move is to get your kids to sports teams.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I hate the Lakers. Like, big deal. That's fine.
Yeah, he
but
says,
I hate Greek people.
He hates the Cowboys. He hates the yucky Giants, he calls them.
Perfect.
He hates the Yankees. He hates the Mets. It's great. So that's
you got to dial it back on the Greeks and the Christians.
Dial it back on the Greeks and the Christians. Although the Christian thing might be good in woke society, hating Christians. That might,
true. He will fit in at wherever he goes to college.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, we go down there. We have a lovely time. Thanksgiving. The whole week is like trying to avoid romaine lettuce. Did you have this issue?
I didn't even know about it. Your parents told me about it when I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
The Jews are on top of all these allergy things, anything. We're very aware.
I literally didn't hear about it.
We get these special alerts or something. So we were like, every meal was like, is there romaine in that? Is there, because everything in Florida comes with a salad. Is there romaine?
Wait, can I ask, did all of America get contaminated romaine
I
lettuce?
I have no idea, actually. I just know that.
It went from Florida all the way to New York City, all the way to Allentown, Pennsylvania?
I think it was like the American romaine lettuce stock, wherever we get it from, got contaminated. So that was a big thing. One of my observations from Florida was the Trump is going to make, he might win.
Win what?
Win the election because
wait, can I say, obviously, have you been around America?
I haven't been around America.
No, I'm the one. Yeah. I travel all around the United States. I've been telling you this. I've been telling everyone this. There's a reason why he got 60 million whatever votes, 60 million whatever people like him. Like, there's this thing, if you don't leave New York City, that you get ingrained in your head that no one actually likes him.
Yeah.
People like him.
They do. We were eating.
He is the president.
We were eating dinner at Thanksgiving with a young couple in their 40s, and they didn't say they liked him or anything. They didn't say anything political. They just asked us. They're like, does everybody love Donald Trump because he's from New York? Like, they were I was like, what? No.
Sure.
Like, they didn't even know people don't like him here.
And
like,
by the way,
that's how different the viewpoint is.
If you're listening to this in, like, wherever, Texas, where I've been recently, and you think that no one could possibly dislike Trump, people dislike him too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But both people in their bubbles think that the other side doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They don't, it's like this highest level of propaganda. You don't think they're wrong. You think they don't even exist.
Well, they exist, and they're really making, like, I brought this back when I posted a picture of this dollar bill I got. It changed somewhere. It says it's got a Trump Make America Great Again stamp on the dollar bill. Well, that's how much they're going out of.
That's illegal, I think.
That's illegal?
You can't deface money.
Oh, well. Trump will change the rules on that. He puts his name on it.
So people like him.
Yeah, they like him. And I was like, just
that's
cultural
the,
things.
That's
like,
news.
Like Teddy goes.
That's news that people like our president.
That's my news. And the merry-go-round. Last thing I'll say on this is there's a merry-go-round in Florida, this park that this is the greatest playground ever. And I was told afterwards that, kids get abducted there all the time. I shouldn't take my kids there.
Wait, what city is this?
It's called Sugar Sand Park. I don't know. It's in Florida somewhere. And
can you narrow it down?
Don't go there. It's near Boca. I don't know.
Okay,
Boca.
Okay.
Don't go there with your kids. Apparently, kids get abducted there. But they have a merry-go-round with a gun. There's a horse with a gun on it. And like Teddy didn't want to do the merry-go-round. He refused the first day he went there. Second day he went there.
Yeah.
He wanted to push the luck on the abductions. Second day he went there. He sees the gun. He wants to do it. Now he's on the thing. He's shooting. He's pretending to shoot kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, so this is, I imagine in New York, if
kids
you had
like
a gun,
guns.
A horse had a gun, a rifle, there'd be like a mom's protest.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Kids love guns.
Kids do love guns.
Yeah.
But so anyway, and I know a last thing I'll say about Thanksgiving is on my end, is that people were worried about Pancakes, my dog.
Okay.
Because when we left things, and everyone was asking me, is Turner watching your dog? Because we offered to watch her, but then we, I don't know.
Wondered what happened, because you never contacted me about watching the dog.
Yeah, we really, so we were flying to Florida, just to, if you didn't listen to last week, we were about to leave, and our vet, or the border told us that our papers weren't up to date. Her vaccine was going to expire in the middle of the week. The Bordadella, they couldn't make an exception for us.
So if your papers are not up to date, they can't take the dog, right?
They said legally they can't take her. They said in case the inspector shows up, like the guy's going to show up the day after Thanksgiving.
That's like the college bars that like they have to check IDs just in case the cops show up.
So
then you're like, they're not coming.
Yeah, they're not coming. And then I said, well, her thing isn't expired on Monday, so can I leave it till Sunday and I'll find a friend to pick her up Sunday? And they said, well, what if you don't pick her up? Like they didn't believe me. Oh. I'm going to leave my dog. So I literally, up to like an hour before we were leaving for the airport, had no idea where we were doing with the dog. I went on WAG, the app.
Yeah.
The Uber for dog walking that your wife was.
Yeah, yeah, does that sometimes.
And I found this girl to watch Pancakes. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I didn't want to have a stranger in our house, but she would take her.
Yeah, you can board at their house.
Yeah.
For like a week. I didn't know you could do a week.
We did a week, and it was a pretty good. And she was sending me crazy updates, like, I'm not crazy in a good way.
Oh, awesome.
Like really lengthy updates and pictures. But like every picture of Pancakes, she was on the same rug. So I thought, like, is this girl kidnapped my dog? She's like going cross country. She brought the rug with her as like a prop. So I don't know. I'm not onto her.
Shout out to WAG.
Shout out to WAG. She did. Pancakes did break a nail, but I'm not gonna hold the girl against
you. Dr. Pay.
Dr. Pay. Give her a good tip. Because so yeah, that was the thing. I was very.
That's cool.
It's a fascinating world we live in now, where you can like push off decisions to like the last second.
Yes.
And then someone bails you out.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I was like starting to think in my head, like, could I just leave her at home and have like a dog walker come? And but I don't know. They're not cats. You can't just leave a dog for.
Yeah, you can't leave a dog at home.
They would freak out, I think.
Yeah.
And then, well, speaking of trips, then I did it two years ago.
Oh, wait, Disney World.
I got on the car. We rented a minivan.
Yes.
We drove on up to Orlando, Florida for a little Disney getaway.
Okay.
With the fam.
I like it. How is it compared to 2 years ago? How was the Trump Hall of Presidents?
I'm glad you asked that. That was really the main event, the number one reason I wanted to go. Because if you remember, I went to this before Trump was elected. He had just been elected, but he hadn't been inaugurated yet.
Yes.
I was at the Hall of Presidents, and it ends.
And the Hall of Presidents is this exhibit where all the presidents
come like
out.
Robotic presidents. Every president in history.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Even the guy who like died after like a few weeks. They have everybody.
Sure.
And they a couple of them speak, and then it ends with George Washington introducing the current president who speaks.
Excited.
So I was very excited. Now, I noticed, and I saw it twice, because the first time I got there with Teddy, he had been tired from a long day. He fell asleep before it started.
Okay.
So we sat, and then he was very upset when he woke up. He wanted to see it because he loves Trump.
Okay.
So I sat there
with
twice. Did
you get him a hat, by the way?
I did not.
Make America Great
but
Again.
But he was great as far as touring the country of like making friends, because at one point when we were waiting to go in, he was just telling, he was mansplaining to Ruby. He's like, Ruby, do you know how Donald Trump became president? And he started telling her about how Hillary Clinton was terrible. And these elderly couple was watching. They thought he was the cutest thing ever.
Amazing.
So anyway, we go in there, and I noticed they redid the whole thing.
Okay.
Since we were gone, and there was some rumor because of Trump they were going to get rid of it, but they decided to keep it, and they just make it a longer movie than before, so it's less robot time.
Oh.
So it's like a really long movie about like how great just presidents are in general, the idea of a president.
Sure.
Now. Like just any.
Avoiding the topic.
Basically, the point of the movie is that just having a president is great.
Sure.
And I was waiting for audience reaction. Now, the only audience reaction was Teddy Roosevelt. Some guy in the audience went nuts every time they mentioned Teddy Roosevelt.
So there's no robots anymore?
No, there's still robots. They get to him later in the show and there's less frequent.
Okay.
But yeah, so it ends. So Abraham Lincoln's the first robot you see. Randomly in the middle, he just comes out, does the Gettysburg Address. And Teddy just shouts out, it's like pitch silence, and he's like, how is he here? I thought he was dead. Like, he apparently didn't know the robots are robots.
Okay, yeah.
So then George Washington comes out, and he's like, that guy's definitely dead. Then he introduces Trump. Trump comes out, and he looks like almost more like Alec Baldwin Trump than real Trump. Like, some of the presidents, like, Bush does not look like Bush, the younger Bush. Okay. Reagan, like, some of them look really good. Some are, like, really shoddy work.
You think if it's Disney, they would be perfect.
Right. Now, the older ones might look nothing like them, but because I don't really know what the people look like.
Yeah.
They got Lincoln right. Lincoln, they nailed.
That's
the one. They got Teddy Roosevelt's pretty good, too. So Washington introduces Clinton, and like they're all standing. And Washington introduces Trump.
Yes.
And they're all standing, and Trump starts speaking. And I'm wondering, it's real voice.
Build a wall.
Right. That's the thing.
Mexicans are racist.
With Obama, I forget what the example was, but they used a famous speech of his.
Oh,
and I'm sure
wow.
they did the same for W and everything. So I'm like, what speech are they going to use? So he starts talking, and it's from his inauguration speech. And it found like something innocuous enough in the inauguration speech.
Very legal and very cool.
It would have been great to grab him by the pussy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So build, yeah, I'm the greatest. Or, so he starts speaking, and like, I didn't notice this. Maybe it was the same way before with Obama. But the George Washington character stands for a while looking at Trump. And it's almost like he waits until there's a moment when he's like, all right, this guy's not going to be a disaster. And the speech is going to be okay. And he sits down finally. Like, he doesn't sit at first.
What is Trump's speech?
It's from the inauguration. But I remember the inauguration was a little bit crazy. So they must have found a portion of it. It's only a portion of the inauguration.
Yeah.
It's very general about how great the country is, how great the Constitution is.
And it's his real voice.
It's his real voice. And he even says something, surrounded by all these amazing people and leaders.
Okay.
And then all the people, the robots kind of make like a little move, like he's acknowledging them.
Sure.
And I'm like watching Obama. I'm watching all the guys watch him. It's worth seeing.
I gotta go.
You gotta go. I was really hoping for more. Like, I didn't go with the right crowd. I'm sure the real Trump hardcores go early in the day. This was late in the day.
I think, yeah, we got to go back. We got to, like, tailgate for it.
And the best part is, because we saw it twice, is that we got reservations. A really hard reservation to get was in Cinderella's Castle.
Sure, like, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a big, it's really, I saw the bill. I couldn't believe how much I paid for this crappy meal. We almost lost the reservation because Teddy and I were late. They wouldn't seat Randy. Randy and Ruby walked out in the middle of the Paul Presence thing because of the reservation.
Okay.
They wouldn't seat us. I was like, it'd be hilarious if we missed it because Teddy wanted to see Robot Trump.
It'd be amazing.
But a few other things. One thing I raised a big stink about when I went 2 years ago is there was no Daisy Duck. I didn't see her once the entire time.
I remember.
She was like raced from the records.
Yeah. But since then, we've had Time's Up, Me Too.
Yep.
And women's movement.
And guess what else has happened in that time?
Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck has reared her head. I saw her twice, I think.
Pod demands and
Pod
it happens.
Demands. They knew it was me.
Yes.
So we met Daisy. The kids met Daisy. We got her autograph. This is my big observation I wanted to make about Disney World. This fat people in America. This is what I'm after. Fat people in America. The people eating the poopoo platters.
I was going to say, this also applies for Jade Palace.
Yeah. The poopoo platters, people are out of control. I'm walking around. It's like crowded. I walk like a New Yorker. I walk fast. I'm trying to get places. You're trying to fast pass. There's a whole strategy at Disney World to get these fast passes in. You got to run to the next ride. You got to log in so you can do another fast pass while you're waiting in the line.
Sure.
I'm running left and right. I'm getting run over by these fat people on a scooter, on like these motorized, not scooters, like a motorized wheelchair, like carts.
Yeah.
They're like, what do you call those things? Like a
motorized wheelchairs, I think.
But it's not a wheelchair because it's more like almost like a mini car, like a mini golf cart kind of thing. It's like a motorized, like
okay.
Little mope. I don't know what you call it. Motorized something.
I gotcha.
And at first, when I was like, oh, it's nice, disabled people. At first, my first inkling, they have them for the. Then I was like, there's way too many. These aren't disabled people. They're just lazy. And some of them aren't even that fat. They're just a little bit fat. They're just like lazy Americans. And apparently you can rent them when you're at Disney World. It's a whole business. So they don't want to walk.
You can rent a motorized wheelchair?
A motorized thing. It's like, if anybody, I guess, can do it. Or maybe you have to show.
Do you have to be fat enough?
I'd be humiliated if you're too thin.
You have to get on a scale?
I don't know. Yeah, a weigh-in. You're trying to gain weight, you're going in, or you got to show them a note from your doctor.
Wait, really?
Of a bum hip or something.
So you can just pay, and then you can get a motorized
I have no
thing?
Idea. Like, at first I was like, does insurance cover this? Are they buying these? Like, no, there's no way. There's so many of them. They're everywhere.
Ugh.
And you see, we were in line at Animal Kingdom, and I finally gave up on the fast passes. I was out of energy from doing it so crazy, and I finally was, like, waiting in a line, and we're there with these people. It was a whole row of them. It was like, you ever see the movie WALL-E? All the people
yes.
were like fat, and it was like a bunch of Wallies, and they're all sitting there, and they're literally standing in line talking about the menu items at Animal Kingdom, the buffalo chicken nachos, and this corn, this Cajun corn, and the corn dogs, which my Disneyland journal, not to get a side note, when I was a 12-year-old, I thought the corn dogs were great at Disneyland, so they are right on that.
They probably had good tips.
Yeah, so they're, exactly, get the food tips from the fat people, and they're saying out loud, like, oh, I could never wait in this line if I had to stand. So this
kidding?
Is unfair. They should be in a different line that makes
yes.
them wait longer.
Yes.
People, able-bodied people, able-bodied. We're all, they're able-bodied. They can stand. It's absurd what's going on in America. Everyone's fat. And Disney is kowtowing to it.
It's ridiculous.
And Disney could make, Disney could do anything. Disney could run the border. We would be a much, if you talk about running the border, anything.
Sure.
Because they follow your movements. Everywhere you go, they know. They have these little fast pass things, these little bands.
Wow.
Everything you do, they know. You take a picture, it shows up on a thing. You can buy it later.
Wow.
They're on top of it. And yeah, one thing is, if you ever have kids,
yeah.
you should go the time of year I went. You would love it because it's like super Christmas.
Oh,
it's like,
nice.
There was like that night after Cinderella's Castle. It was like It was like they decided, let's run the Jews out of here. Let's stampede them out. Because they just, it was like, there was like a Christmas concert in the.
Can I ask you something? Do you think they're specifically saying, let's get rid of the Jews? Or do you think they just don't think about Jews all the time?
They don't think about Jews all the time. Right. They don't think about anybody who's not celebrating Christmas all the time.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, there's this great Christmas celebration like tonight. And it was like mega. It was like the most. Now, in fairness, you have to buy. They throw everyone out of the park, and you have to pay extra for this ticket to go to the Christmas show.
Sure.
So we were only in the park because we went to Cinderella's castle. We were like,
yeah.
So ironically, we snuck in for the Christmas show, and it's like, and there's fake snow coming down.
Oh, that's
and
it's like crazy. Jews don't like snow.
Yeah, we don't want to get our hair wet. And they're blasting Christmas music, including that song that I saw was like controversial. Baby, It's Cold Outside. But
yeah.
I saw that song.
They still play that song?
They play that song Disney. I heard it on 100 times.
Post Me Too?
Post Me Too. But they're just blasting every Christmas song, and it's like Christmas stuff everywhere. It's like everywhere you move, Santa's, you're.
Yeah.
Everyone's, but anyway, so we got out of there.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
So we're picking out our Christmas cards right now. You know how you have to like design a Christmas card?
Yes.
And send it out. And Ye was asking me, we talked about this last year, but Ye was asking me like, oh, this year, should we make it a holiday card or should it be a Christmas card? And I'm like, no, it should be a Christmas card. And this is, I don't know if I'm like war on Christmasing here, but, and my logic is that if I'm in China, right? And someone says to me, oh, happy Chinese New Year. If a Chinese person says that to me, or they send me like a Chinese New Year card, I wouldn't be like, tear it up and be like, this is ridiculous. I'm not Chinese. You can't tell me about your thing, you know? And so then I'm like, therefore that I shouldn't, everyone should just say whatever they are.
Yeah, like for Fox News here.
Everyone should.
Yeah, Trump's president. The war on Christmas is over.
Yeah, we won.
Yeah, I do think you should be able to. I mean,
like, happy Hanukkah.
Does she celebrate Christmas though? Your wife now, is she like adopted
the
whole?
Yeah. Oh, she loves Christmas.
She loves it.
Yeah.
She loves Jesus.
She's all in on Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. Well, like, so Jews, we more say happy holidays because like Hanukkah is not really that important of a holiday. It's weird that we even have Hanukkah. So it's like I would send her a happy holidays card because I'm going the other direction. So the people I'm sending it to,
so you not you
a
not
lot
send,
of them don't celebrate Hanukkah.
Yeah, but I would like it if you sent me a Hanukkah card.
Right.
I'd be like, I'd put it up.
I should send you a Rosh Hashanah card
for Gentiles. It's street cred to know other non-Gentiles.
Right.
So you would put it it'd put it at the front of all the cards on your wall and be like, ooh, these are our friends. Yeah. We know them.
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they do like a thing where they pick a different holiday every year. So that way they can do a Christmas card because it's like one year they'll do Christmas. Then one year they'll do like Halloween.
Oh,
one year they'll do,
that's a good idea.
Do like Martin Luther King Day. I don't know.
We did Chinese New Year a couple years ago, but that's just because we missed it. We were late.
Yeah, you're late. Yeah.
And
no,
it's a good backstop.
I think if you believe it, you can tell it's a Christmas card. I won't be offended personally. But
I don't think anyone's actually offended. That's what I was telling you. I was like, I don't think anyone's offended by this.
Don't send one to Weber. He might get it. Well, when you said the Me Too thing.
Yes, I did say that.
It reminded me of one last thing on Disney content, because we talked about this in the news at one point and I didn't have good examples, but there's a show and there's a lot of Little Mermaid stuff, because Disney does this thing where they have like ride, a lot of the rides are the same. It's like a conch shell and you go through an exhibit, it's like a fake sea shell and you go through a ride.
And it's like, wait, what?
Like they have these rides that are just like you go into like you're like on the water in some capacity.
Okay.
You go through darkness and you see whatever projecting, and then like rotate what movies they base their rides around.
Yeah.
And
you're talking about like Pirates of the Caribbean stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But they have like only a certain, like a movie I feel like has to hit a certain level for that to be worth a ride.
Yes.
A lot of things come and go. Like,
yeah.
There was like 2 years ago, there was stuff 2 years ago that I don't even have anymore.
Oh, at Shanghai Disney, they had Tron. A Tron ride, which apparently is some movie that I never saw or have heard of.
Yeah, and I think for the American stuff, they only do like Toy Story's getting stuff now, because it's like it's survived the test of time. Star Wars are building stuff.
Yeah, they had his Toy Story one at Hong Kong Disney in like 2005.
Yeah. Oh. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're cashing in on that. But so Frozen's a new one. They just took a ride. I know it was on 2 years ago, and now it's a Frozen ride.
Sure.
So there's Little Mermaid's one of the last classics. It's kind of old and dated, stealing now the technology, but that's like an old one. So there's a bunch of Little Mermaid stuff. So you're hit over the head with the Little Mermaid story.
Yeah.
This thing in the post-Me Too world is just like the worst story I've ever heard. You know the Little Mermaid story?
Refresh me.
So she's a mermaid, Ariel. Yep.
Yeah.
And she falls in love with some prince she sees on land.
Yeah.
And she just really wants him.
Yeah.
So she essentially sells. Her dad seems like a nice guy. He's ripped. He's like, but he's a good dude.
He's a mermaid as well.
He's a mermaid. He's king of the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
So she decides she really wants to go and land and be a human, basically so she can meet this guy.
Yeah.
And some fat chick, because the evil one's always a fat girl.
Sure.
Ursula comes to her.
Probably with a motorized wheelchair.
Yes, a motorized wheelchair. And she makes her a deal where we have a regular human leg. She could be on land for 3 days to make this guy fall in love with her.
Sure.
And she falls in love with her. Then she becomes like a person and can have this guy forever.
Yeah.
If she doesn't get him to give her a kiss and fall in love or whatever, she's like hers forever.
She's a slave to the fat lady?
Yeah, yeah. And the catch is, and this is what I find offensive, she's not allowed to talk. She takes away her ability to speak. So she's got to make this guy fall in love with her without speaking.
Wow.
Which again, and now, of course, every mermaid that's ever existed in human mind is hot. They always have a good body. Right?
Yeah, you never see an ugly mermaid.
There's no fat mermaids.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So now it's basically saying, like, this lesson is, like, if you're a hot girl, you can go marry this guy who's, like, of course, the most, like, white, like, bred.
Yes.
White, straight male prince guy ever. You can win him over. He'll fall in love with you without your looks, without speaking. No conversation. Doesn't matter.
Just looks.
Your brain. She's smart. He doesn't even know that. How would he know she's smart?
He wouldn't know.
And that's the lesson of this movie.
Time's up.
Time is up, Disney.
Yeah.
I'm offended. If you offended me.
Cap's triggered.
So, yeah. The mermaid in the street clothes I'm not mad at because that girl, you know. But
all right.
And then can I say one last thing?
Sure.
Because this is like a segue. I left Disney World finally. Like the one thing I noticed about Disney World that if you stay in Disney, some people they go for the day or they stay outside in Orlando. We stayed in Disney. When you stay in the Disney bubble, it is like everything is like this bubble of like they say have a magical day.
Yeah.
It's this magical world where there's no conflict. So every time, like I'm always in like that, like I go about my day. And like a lot of times I mentioned Lost in America where I'm just like getting in an argument with something stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm ready I enjoy it. It's what I like, get oxygen.
You like to mix it up.
I like to mix it up. So every time like there's a charge wrong or someone cuts, anytime something happens, I'm ready to argue with these people.
Sure.
And what happens is you win the argument. And it's kind of disconcerting. Like they just say, okay. Like you always win. The customer's always right in Disney World. And so it's a horrible place for me. I hate it.
That's the only place where the customer actually is always right.
They're always right. And everyone's always nice. It would be a real talent to get in a fight with someone in Disney World. Because like everybody's nice. Everyone's in and there's people everywhere, and yet they're always, they kowtow to you, they do whatever you want, and then we left the day of our flight, we fly into Orlando, and our flight's delayed. And what does I do when I find out my flight's delayed? I'm like, let's find somewhere to eat. We find a Del Taco.
Nice.
And now we're in like the sketchy part of Orlando. I walk into a Del Taco, I'm there 5 seconds, I see like a homeless woman, she reaches into a trash can, takes a cup out, goes into the Del Taco while I'm ordering, and fills up the soda machine with her empty McDonald's cup.
Great move.
The Del Taco employees start yelling at her to leave.
Yeah.
She leaves, but while the time I get my food, she's storming back in, and she's like a white homeless woman who's got like her face looks like it's been like, it's like plastic surgery, but like the homeless version of that. Where like, it's been beaten up sort of by life.
Just
not by
stabbed?
Just like by life, by everything. Yes. It's a unique look. I don't know if it's in New York. It's more of like
it's
like an American city look.
It's on the runways in the middle and Midwest.
Yeah, yeah. And she just starts yelling, unloading on the Del Taco employees and wants the manager how if I wasn't homeless, you wouldn't treat me this way. My husband, we eat here all the time, which I was like, funny. And I don't know who I've taken up with. If it's your boss,
indignant.
I've taken up with Donald Trump. It was like jarring. I was like triggered to be hearing that. There was a lot of the B word, a lot of the C word, a lot of words you would not say in Disney World.
Sure.
And I had 4 days in a bubble, and now I was back in American life, and I wasn't happy. I don't want to go back to Disney World.
So you didn't like that you couldn't complain in Disney World, but you also don't like...
I was like, oh, these are my people. Like, I love this. I didn't mean to pick... I'm not picking on that white homeless woman. Those are my people. I love people who are getting a good deal in soda and mixing and not afraid of the big Del Taco management. They're going back at them, so yeah. Anyway.
All right. Let's get to the news.
Let's get to it.
Play the music.
Play the music.
Back, first news story of the week, Kaplan. This one comes from the Ithaca Voice.
The voice of the people.
Ithaca, New York, I'm assuming.
That's the only Ithaca.
Kids are now officially free to be kids in Ithaca. Mayor Savante Murek made a proclamation Wednesday, November 7th, declaring Ithaca a free-range kids city, where kids have a right to unsupervised time and parents have the right to grant it to them.
This is amazing.
Yes, he says, we believe in the power of play, Merrick said in a statement. Given the choice between living here where your kids can run outside and find a bunch of friends to play with and another city where just allowing your kids to walk home from the park could get you arrested, we know that families will joyfully choose Ithaca. Is that true? Can you be arrested for letting your kid play in the park?
There's been a lot of stories around the country of like some busybody seeing a 9-year-old kid walking somewhere, calling or whatever. I don't know. I'm just picking an age.
Yeah.
But an age where they are old enough to, like, they know where they're going.
Yeah.
But they call the police and the police show up. There have been moms arrested. There have been a lot of stories about that. And that's why I personally, I mean, you know, they say like taxes are low in some parts, like Texas. We have tax free zones attract businesses and stuff.
Oh, like no state tax in Florida.
Yeah, stuff like that attracts businesses. They make tax free zones.
Sure.
This is more important for me because I don't make any money.
Yeah, so you don't want to have to watch your kid.
Yeah, if you want to get me to move.
Yes.
Now we're talking, Ithaca. I don't know. I watch my kid in Ithaca.
It's a great way to do it. And I also like that we changed the terminology because these used to be called latchkey kids.
Yeah.
And now they're called free range parents.
Right.
So it's a positive.
It's a much more positive.
It used to be a negative to not
watch
those
latchkey chickens. No one ate latchkey chickens, but free range chickens.
Exactly. Free range kids. That's also ridiculous. Like they're going to start eating them.
But that's a whole movement of people. There's like a free range kid movement. We've talked about it a little bit in the pod of people who are like, they've coined that term to describe a parenting style of being like, it's gotten too crazy, you know. Like
I think it probably. I mean, I can't. I'm not a parent, I can't speak for America. I did used to teach kids in China, and I could say free range parenting definitely is needed in China,
right?
Because you can't even. I used to teach at a preschool, and the parents would sit outside and look through the window and watch the entire class. And anytime the parents are watching the kid won't do anything. They just sit there and look at their parent. The minute the parents leave, they become actual kids and they play with other kids and stuff. But as long as their parents staring at them through the window, they're not paying attention.
Well, yeah, well, that's the whole. That's a lot of theory. Is it like even like if you're at a playground? Like,
yeah.
If you say like the thing they'll say is how much time is your kid's unsupervised? And you say, well, we went to the playground. Like, well, you're not unsupervised. You're there, even if you're not playing with them. So it's like this idea that when kids are with themselves, like you grew up in the suburbs, I grew up in the suburbs, we just go out and play football or do whatever.
Exactly.
You settle your disputes among yourself.
Yeah.
And nobody dies.
Yeah, we didn't have, can you imagine, like, you're playing street football and your moms are all there watching everyone play?
That's what happens now. Like, they go out, I know it's New York City and it's different, but, like, there's, like, a park right outside my apartment. There's a soccer field or a sports field. And all these kids are playing soccer, but all their parents are like, or their nannies are somewhere, or like sitting somewhere.
Ugh.
I mean, maybe when they get, there is an age, I'm sure, even in this day and age where they're allowed to play themselves. But
I would say we started playing by ourselves when we were like 6, 7, maybe something like that. I'm thinking back. I mean, like I remember a kid getting hit in the head with a rock and no one telling their parents.
Yeah.
Because everyone just decided, like, no one's going to find out about this. We're not going to let it happen.
Yeah, no, when I was in, I think first.
We were all throwing rocks at each other.
I was in first or second grade. So Teddy's in first grade now. Maybe I was second grade. I was not older than that. I remember me and my friend John, we decided we're going to, like, sleep over in the woods near the house.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there eating raw onions and reading newspapers over there. Our parents went out on a search party. They found us. We're not allowed to sleep over. But the fact that we were free to even do that.
Also, this is a time when there's times throughout the year, and this is one of them, where I really wish I was a black comedian, because this is the easiest bit. You're like, oh, white people call it free range.
We call
it just not having a dad. It's like the easiest bit ever. I'm sure. Yeah, we need to
bring in a black comedian so you can make that joke.
We got to feed that to Will Sylvain so he can tee it up.
Well, it is like that's a whole bit where it's like everything. Like if you take like parenting classes, all these things that we do is these like white privileged parents
sure.
do. Like, there's all these things that are just like, what? It's just common sense. You just do that. Like, if you're that, like, it's not even a black-white thing, but it's more like a class thing. But it's like, yeah. The free range is just like, if you had to work a job, your kid has to go out.
Yes.
You let your kid home. You let him do stuff. They do things. You're out at work.
So anyway, all lazy parents move to Ithaca.
Done.
Next story from CNN.
All right.
Kaplan. Hong Kong. It's coming from Hong Kong. More than 200, or no, this isn't Hong Kong. This is from Shenzhen, China. More than 200 runners in China have been disqualified from the Shenzhen half marathon after widespread cheating was uncovered following the race on November 25th, Chinese state-run media Xinhua News has said. Video on traffic cameras caught runners brazenly crossing through a median from one side of a highway to the other to significantly shorten their race by up to 3 kilometers, which is 1.8 miles. In other cases, according to Xinhua, photos from the race showed two runners with the same numbers on their bibs. So maybe one would run half, and the other one would run the second half.
Oh, they change at some point? They go in like a porta potty?
I guess one just stops running and the other one keeps running.
Right, because I noticed during the New York City Marathon, there's like porta potties, so maybe they meet them there or something, they change.
Maybe that. As a result of their actions, competitors wore fake bib numbers or hired replacement runners who hired replacement runners were banned for life from competing in the annual race, while another 237 were banned for 2 years. I don't know. What do you think about this?
Well, first of all, I'm amazed. A couple things. One thing I'm amazed is that in China, they think they can get away with this when, like, China's the country where, like, they're following people's movements, right? Like,
yeah, they have facial recognition scanning all over the country.
Because even, like, in New York, the New York City Marathon, like, we have friends who've run the marathon, and there's, like, an app where you can see where they are at all times.
Yeah.
They have, like, a tracking device. That's in America.
Yeah.
So you can meet them on the path, you know? And
yeah.
So in China, like, they thought they'd get away with this?
I think that half marathons should be banned altogether in the first place.
Right. Either go all in or nothing.
It's all in or nothing. I mean, this thing that we call them a trophy generation, you know how they call them trophy generation? That's, I kind of get it. Right. But if you want to be more on the nose, it should be called the half marathon generation. Because there's nothing
what
more.
What about the 5K generation, though? That's even.
Yeah, but people don't. You do a 5K and you're not really celebrated. I feel like doing a half marathon, you're celebrated the same way people are celebrated for doing a marathon, which is double.
Yeah.
It's double the amount of work. It's like this new thing where even by doing half of it, you still get to like. And then to cheat at a half marathon?
Yeah, it's, I mean.
What are you doing?
You really
just don't do the marathon.
You're on to something, and it's not to take shots at the running community who are listening. But everyone who runs, yeah, if you do a marathon, I'm amazed. But, like, people who run less than that, they're always posting on pictures and, like, proud they are. And my son Teddy even said, like, once when we saw a picture of someone in a thing, he's like, oh, did they win the race? I was like, no, they didn't win the race. They finished the race.
And they didn't even finish. They got halfway.
Exactly.
They did half a marathon.
I mean, I could run a mile, by the way.
The new
record.
And then this new thing, cheating on a half. If you're going to cheat, that's what I'm saying. Cheat on a real marathon. If you're going to run 1.8 miles, run 1.8 miles on a real marathon.
I mean, the only running I do is in CrossFit. We run like 400 meters or 800 meters, which is like a half mile, like more like sprint style.
Yes.
And there's like you're running outside, and there's like a turn where you could run through like this like an auto body shop.
Yeah.
You could cut through that. And you would save like a little bit of time. And when I'm really tired and there's no one around, I've thought, like, I should just cut through that.
Yes.
No one's watching. I don't care about running anyway. But I've never done it. Because I have higher morals. I'm scared of that. I imagine.
I don't even think it's morals. I think that either if you don't want to do it,
right,
just
exactly.
don't do
That's
it.
What I'm saying. It's not even morals. It's like, I think I could do that, but what's the point?
There's no point.
Who cares about
my time? Just don't enter.
Yeah, don't enter.
If you have, it's not like you're winning. None of these people were winning the race.
Right, they basically wanted to get the picture of themselves on their social media or something on finishing. But the person who started and didn't finish, what do they get?
What's the point of them?
Were they hired? Were they paid?
I have no idea.
That's a very strange story. Do people run marathons though, like 26 miles in China?
Yeah, they do have real marathons, but that's what, like, you know, like people come in from like Swahili and everywhere.
Kenya,
all that stuff.
How's the air affect that? No problems.
I don't know. They wear gas masks or something. I'm not sure. Or maybe they have multiple people. They get friends to do it for them. But then, yeah, this whole thing is baffling to me. I will say that one time I was on a subway in Suzhou because they have a marathon in Suzhou. I don't know if it's a half or a full, but they have one in Suzhou every year. And one day I was taking the subway and there were people with their numbers on the subway. And I said to Ye, I was like, these people are cheating at the marathon. And she's like, no, they're not. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, they were taking the subway to skip stops?
Yeah, they were taking it from one place to the other where you could be cheating. I knew the path of the marathon. And she's like, you're being ridiculous. They're not cheating. And then, but I've always thought they were. And then this proves it, I think.
If you are ever, I know that when we had the New York City Marathon this year, you like didn't even know what was happening because I saw you there that
day. I don't know.
But if you ever, next year, go, because I'm along the path in Long Island City. But if you go along the path at any point in the marathon, it's like the ultimate like goodwill of like people cheering people on. Yay.
Totally.
Yay, you're all winners. Yay. Good job. Keep it up. Everyone's running for charity. Everyone's giving people water. It's like the most, it makes you actually like people for a second. You're like, everyone's so nice.
For a second, then you realize they're all cheating.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, to cheat at that is just, and there's nothing sacred.
It's insane. And the last thing that's kind of amazing about this, so 16,000 people entered that marathon. But here's the crazy stat. They have more than 1,000 marathons a year in China. How is that possible? There's three a day.
Well, there's a billion plus people, right?
Happening all over the place. It's
maybe
insane.
Well, they're half marathons. They could combine them. They'd have 500.
True.
Go on.
Last story of the week comes to us from the Daily Mail, Kaplan, one of our favorites.
Of course.
Phrases like bring home the bacon and take the bull by the horns will go out of fashion to avoid offending rising numbers of vegans, academics claim.
Is this a study? Is this another study?
This is another study. I think we're overboard. Shahirin.
How do you feel about the study?
Sharina. Well, being a bacon eater, I'm triggered.
You're a little triggered. They're coming after you. I'm like in a weird place because I'm usually like against any of this like vegans and this modern world we're living in.
Yes.
But I'm also not pro bacon. So
how does a phrase bring home the bacon? How does that marginalize
it's
anyone?
It's been marginalizing me my whole life. People say it. You know, I will not making this up. This goes to what we were saying earlier in the podcast. Somebody on our Disney, we were on a thing and they made a reference. We're on the Jungle Cruise.
Sure.
Which was triggering Teddy left and right because it's like a boat ride. It's called the Jingle Cruise during the holidays where they're wearing a Santa hat and every, you know, they have like, they're going to tangent. You know, they do those writing, those like there's like Disney, they have a script almost, these tour guides where they're like, so they were, everything was like a Christmas reference. And Teddy doesn't catch on except when they made a thing about bringing home the bacon because there was a pig on the cruise.
Yeah.
And he's like, we don't eat bacon.
Oh, no.
So he's triggered. So he would support this. So, you know.
Can I give you a billion-dollar idea?
Yeah.
Jewish Disneyland. Right?
Yes.
That way, Teddy, nothing triggers Teddy.
Nothing triggers Teddy. And the Orthodox Jews, there are like 10 of them that would go.
Yeah.
And that would be good. I would also, I would almost combine
all the rides, Hanukkah themed.
Instead of Jewish Disneyland, I would almost make it Jewish YouTube land. To make it even better, because the kids, a lot of these things you see, like Peter Pan and stuff, the kids don't know that anymore. But YouTube, these YouTube characters, the people... Super fast car girl, that blonde girl, she could be signing autographs.
Wait, I have a great idea.
The egg?
The big ride could be a dreidel.
Oh!
Like a spinning... You spin around, and like a teacup, but a dreidel. And another thing, you know like the hair that the Orthodox kids have, the curls?
Yes.
Make a slide out of the curls.
There you go. That's not going to work.
Can't you do that?
That might be offensive.
How is that offensive?
Slide out of slide out of the curls. All right. And it's a small world. It just takes you around different, like Brooklyn to Jersey to Brookline.
Yeah.
Jerusalem.
Israel town. That can be like one of
only the countries that are pro-Israel, you go visit, and it's a small world.
That'd be great.
All right. Maybe we're mixing something up here.
Can you do something with a yarmulke, or is that offensive too?
No, yarmulke's good. We could do that. Okay. So, yeah, the bacon, it's a real problem. Like, you know, I don't eat bacon, right? You love it.
I love it.
We were in Florida. The other thing I'll say on this is we were in Florida. There was one day they had, like, different floats they brought to the pool. Like, they're really into entertaining the grandkids, so every day they had a different theme in the pool.
Okay.
So they had all these different floats, and they were different foods.
Yeah.
And it's like every kid for themselves. You're fighting over, like, everyone wants, like, the best one. The tacos, very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Tacos are forgotten. So there's one available. I'm like, Ruby. And I went to put her on it, and Teddy's like, you can't go on that, Ruby. It's bacon. I didn't even notice it was bacon. Like, that's what I'm saying, dialing it back. This kid's more Jewish than me.
Wait, the float?
They had a bacon float in the pool.
Just shaped.
Yeah.
It wasn't made out of bacon.
Yeah, so I should have told you that because it was going to be a surprise gift for you one day when you get a pool.
Oh,
when the comedy career takes off,
I would love
I'm
going to
get
float.
You a bacon float for your pool.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's an interesting... I mean, are there other phrases? I think there's...
There are. There's a couple more. Let me read through them. So these are things you cannot say anymore because it'll trigger people.
All right, what do we got?
You cannot say, kill two birds with one stone.
Who does that trigger? Birds or stone? What's that? What is that? What's the problem?
Vegans, I guess.
Oh, so they're killing a bird.
New thing you have to say is feeding two birds with one scone. If anyone says this, I'm going to kick them in the nuts.
If anyone says feeding two birds, why would you feed two birds with scone? You're not supposed to feed the birds.
I don't know.
That attracts rats.
The last thing you cannot say to flog a dead horse. No one says that. They say to
beat a dead horse.
Beat a dead horse. The new one you have to say is to feed a fed horse. That makes no sense.
But doesn't it make sense? Because you're beating a dead horse means the horse is dead. Don't beat him anymore. Leave him alone. Let him die in peace.
Yes, exactly.
So what's the problem? He's already dead. You didn't kill him.
I say to shoot a dead horse in the foot. The last
one. I mean, to say to eat a dead horse, fine. That's offensive. But
to feed a fed horse. This is ridiculous. The last one you cannot say anymore. more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah, that
you have to say than one way to peel a potato.
Oh my god. But is there? You get a peeler. How many ways are there to peel a potato?
There's only one way.
Is there only one way to skin a cat? I've never skinned a cat.
No. I can tell you by experience. going back to those times when our parents didn't watch what we were doing junior high.
You were skinning cats?
No, we were not skinning cats, but I think De'Aaron Roots might have a real life story about skinning a cat.
Get him on the pod to tell us that, if that's allowed. You know what these people need to do with their time?
What's that?
I think they need to have some car sex. They need some self- They need to get a hobby.
Self-driving car sex.
They need
sex.
A hobby, yeah.
I think so. Kaplan, that's it. What should we do?
I think we've had enough of each other. Let's get lost.
Come see me in Detroit this weekend, everybody. Get lost.
Green grass and palm trees, beaches and cool breeze in Boca Raton. Blue skies and no snow, that's where the rich go to Boca Raton. Paul's eat with the upper middle class. Shiva's rum or champagne in your glass. Poverty gets thrown out on the grass so fast. The rich folks playing Boca Raton, Boca Raton, Boca Raton.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.